It's Jason King. Jason King.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. As I said yesterday, I've spent about 3 years trying to get here, and the devil's put something in the way every single time until this year. And so I appreciate the opportunity to stand before you. I would like to thank my pastor, how faithful he is to our church, to the people of it, how he loves us. And sometimes they don't love him back, so pray for my pastor. Pray for Faith Promise Baptist Church and pray for Grace Baptist as well. And I'd like to thank Brother Richardson for allowing me to stand before you and speak for a moment. And anyway, I got saved on December 9th of 2007. My older brother had gotten saved some years before. We thought he was in a cult or something like that. He was went to an independent Baptist church, heard the gospel for the first time, the way it's meant to be preached. He got saved, and we thought he went crazy. We thought he'd lost his mind. We thought all sorts of different things about him, but he preached to me for 7 or 8 years. Every time he'd come home, he'd preach to me. And I'd swear up and down I was saved, but I was lost. Anyway, I sort of knew that I was lost, though, and the Lord pulled me out of the family church. I started going to Faith Promise Baptist Church, and once again, I knew I was lost, but I convinced myself that I was saved. I thought I was standing on something, but I wasn't. And so anyway, Lord showed me that day I was lost, I was dying, and I was going to hell. And He saved me. I asked Him to save me, and He saved me, amen. Then He called me to preach. Right after that, He saved my wife 3 days later. And anyway, I've been running from the call. And as I said yesterday, I've not been reading my Bible like I ought to. I've not been praying like I ought to. Just afraid of what God's going to do. But He's going to do what He's going to do. And I answered the call to preach anyway. And so I'm going to try and be faithful. I'm going to do whatever I can for the Lord. And I'm going to stand. Because there's too many people just waffling these days. Too many people that just don't have a backbone like a rail tie, but they got a backbone like a spaghetti noodle. So, if you would you please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Now, as the Lord was working on me and my call to preach, I often ask myself, well, Lord, if You called me to preach, what kind of preacher You want me to be? You want me to be a loud one? You want me to walk back and forth? You want me to holler? You want me to be dignified, stand behind the pulpit and hold both sides of it? And anyway, the Lord just showed me, just preach. Amen. Well, what kind of preacher you want me to be? As far as you want me to preach, you know, family values? You want me to preach, you know, doctrine? What would You like for me to preach, Lord? He said, just preach Jesus. Amen. Just preach Jesus. So, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, this was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, and He was before me. And of His fullness have we all received in grace for grace. I'd like to preach Jesus today. I know this room's probably full of saved people, but there might just be somebody here that's still lost. There might just be some young soul here that's not called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure there is. Otherwise, the Lord wouldn't have put it on my heart to preach Jesus today. Amen? Amen? Apostle Paul told Timothy, He said, I believe it's in 2 Timothy. He said, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Is that not where we live today? It's where we live today. We got preachers everywhere that aren't preaching Jesus Christ. It says preach the word. And I just read in John that Christ Jesus is the word. He's the word, amen. That's what we need to be preaching. You look there in the book of Acts. You see, well, let's just turn there. I don't want to say anything that's not right out of the Word of God. If I say anything that offends you today, if I said it, I'm sorry. But if I read anything out of the Word of God that offends you today, you might just need to get right. Acts chapter 5. Verse 37. Now Peter and some of the other apostles here have been thrown in prison, and it says in verse 37, and after this man rose up, Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him, and he also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, was dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone, for if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. As I said, we need to be preaching the word. We need to be preaching Christ Jesus. That's what we need to be preaching. Amen? That's our number one doctrine. Blood of Jesus Christ. And how He went to the cross of Calvary. And He suffered the shame and the reproach. And you know what? He didn't decide to show up late that day. He didn't decide to take a day off. He didn't decide to just say, well, maybe later or some other way. He just told the Father, He said, not my will, but thine be done. Because He wanted to see all sinners get born again. He wanted to see old sinners go to heaven. He wanted to restore man to fellowship with Him. That's the word. That's what we're supposed to preach. That's what they were preaching. It was effective then. The church grew by leaps and bounds. Let's preach Jesus. Let's preach Jesus. Let's go back to John chapter 1 again. Verse 6, it said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. I might get in trouble here, but amen. Preachers, you're not that light. You're a light to the world, but you're not that light that you're supposed to be preaching. I'm standing up here today preaching Jesus. And if I walk away and you don't remember my name, and you don't remember anything about me, all I want you to remember is at least I got up here and I preached Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who died for our sins so that we could have eternal life. You know what? I thank God for Becca Homeschool. That's what my kids are in. And I learned this from them. John chapter 3. Verse 14 through 19. I've heard them say it and say it and say it and say it and say it. And I've about plumb memorized it myself. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Hey. People don't like you when you preach Jesus. They don't like the light. You think about it when you wake up in the morning, your eyes have been closed all morning, and your wife throws on the light, and you go, Our natural man does not like the light. Christ Jesus, He's going to shine brighter and brighter in our lives if we'll just let Him. If we'll get in this blessed book, King James Bible, and stand on it. And I tell you what, that's one thing that I've got settled. I've heard men of God talk about other men of God waffle and stop preaching this book. And shame on them. Shame on them. I tell you what, I grew up in a denomination of preachers that wouldn't stand on that book. I sat in a Sunday school class one time, and they had their Sunday school book there, and they went through this and that. And started talking about women in the church. And the man, he said, well, we won't talk about that. I know my wife's downstairs, but we'll just skip that part. Shame on him. If it's in the book, we ought to preach it. If it's in the book, we ought to preach it. I don't think Jesus preached to the people what was popular. He preached Himself. Did He not? He said, He was the only begotten Son of God. And if you believed on Him, you'd have everlasting life. That's what He said. What's my next point? Give me just a moment here. John chapter 16, verse 13. John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine, therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine, and shall show it unto you. Probably going to get in trouble here too. But hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to tell us about Christ Jesus. It's not to get us rolling up and down the aisles and get us going blah, 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 and whatever else that they like to do. His Spirit is to tell us about Christ Jesus. It's His ministry. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to tell us about Christ Jesus. If that's what He sent for, then that's what we ought to be doing. Telling people, a dead and dying world, about Christ Jesus. I want to ask you today. I want to ask you, do you have eternal life? Do you know Christ Jesus? Is He your Savior? Or are you lying to yourself like I did back in 2007? Did you spend 7 years telling yourself, well, from the time I was 13, telling myself, well, I know I'm saved. When I started looking at my life, the unfruitful works of darkness that was in it, I wasn't saved. I don't know how I could have been so blind. But that's what the God of this world, Satan, does. That's what he does. He blinds. He blinds. And we willingly put the shades over our eyes and say, we love darkness rather than light because our deeds are evil. So we're supposed to preach Jesus. Romans chapter 10. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And they have not all obeyed the gospel. For so I say, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God, Christ Jesus. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Christ Jesus. Somebody told me today, just tell them I had pretty feet. That's that silly brother of mine that got saved. And I'm just so glad that he took the time to sit with me in his vehicle till midnight, 1 o'clock, every time that he came back to Portland, Tennessee, and told me about the Lord. And I'm so glad that the Lord was long-suffering to me. Not willing that I should perish, but that I should come to repentance. Hallelujah! Amen! Glory to God. I'm just so happy every time I think about that day. I can't get over it. I remember that day. Our deacon at the time, he's preaching at Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Leadbetter, Kentucky now. But he told me, he said, "Well, give me your testimony." I'd give it to him about how I knew I was lost and I thought I was seeking after God. And we've learned today, and as we all know, and we've seen in the Word of God in Romans chapter 6, no man seeks after God. So I thought I was. And I told him that and everything. And I thought, well, I was really looking for God. But he found me. He found me and he came to where I was. And I told him my testimony and I told him my testimony. And every time somebody else would come in, he'd say, "Oh, hey, there's Brother so-and-so. Hey, Brother Jason, why don't you go ahead and tell him your testimony?" And I'd go through all of it and I'd tell my testimony to him. And then he'd set me up. As soon as another brother would come in, he'd say, "Hey, there's Brother so-and-so. Why don't you tell him your testimony?" I told my testimony probably 50 times that night. And then that good brother, he told me, he said, "Sounds like Psalm 40, what you're telling me." That's what he told me. Psalm 40, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." He set my feet upon that rock. Amen. And that's where they're going to stay. By the power and the grace of God, His mercy, I pray that He keeps me right where I need to be, that He keeps me sensitive to His will, that He keeps me praying like I ought to, reading my Bible like I ought to, holding that light out and not covering it up, showing it to this lost and dying world. Because after all, that's all we're here for. It's to worship God and show other men that Christ Jesus has come. We're here to preach the Word, to be instant in season, out of season. And the Word is Christ Jesus. You can never preach too much salvation. And if you're here today and you say, "Oh, he's preaching Christ Jesus, he's preaching salvation, I've heard it all before," well, you stick around in Independent Baptist Church, you'll hear it again. Sure. And I pray you'll hear it again. And I pray you'll hear it again and again and again and again. Until that old hard heart softens and you allow the Holy Spirit to draw you to Jesus Christ, just as He said He would in John 6:44. If you're lost today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to come down to this old altar. You need to ask the Lord to save you. And you need to start serving Him. And you need to start preaching Christ Jesus. Amen, Brother Richardson. Thank you for this opportunity. Amen. I'm not as nervous as I thought I was. I think I like this.
Amen.
I believe I just preached my message. Now I've got to get another one.